It's VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. South Africa said on Saturday it was being punished for its advanced ability to detect new COVID-19 variants early as travel bans and restrictions imposed because of the new Omicron variant threatened to harm tourism and other sectors of the economy. South Africa has some of the world's top epidemiologists and scientists who have managed to detect emerging coronavirus variants and their mutations early on in their life cycle. The Omicron variant was first discovered in South Africa and has since been detected in Belgium, Botswana, Israel, Hong Kong, the UK, Italy, and Germany. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi told officials on Saturday to review plans to ease travel restrictions as concerns rise over the new variant of COVID-19. The world's second worst affected country by the pandemic had only Friday decided to resume international passenger flights from countries deemed at risk of the coronavirus while ordering tightened border security. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is greatly concerned about Ethiopia's military escalation and called for urgent negotiations over the crisis, a U.S. State Department spokesperson said. The comments came hours after Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed appeared on the front line with the National Army. Police fired tear gas in Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday during a demonstration against the government's failure to stop a wave of violence by Islamist militants. Opponents of the president called for renewed protests in response to a recent surge of attacks in the West African country, including one by al-Qaeda-linked militants that killed 49 military police officers and four civilians. This is VOA News. Australia and several other countries joined nations imposing restrictions on travel from southern Africa on Saturday after the discovery of the new Omicron coronavirus variant sparked global concern and triggered a market sell-off. Meanwhile, authorities in Amsterdam said that 61 out of around 600 people who arrived in the Dutch city on two flights from South Africa Friday had tested positive for coronavirus. Health authorities were carrying out further tests to see if those cases involved the new variant. At least two people died and tens of thousands were left without power as Storm Arwen brought strong winds across many parts of the United Kingdom, with gusts of up to 100 miles per hour. One man died in Northern Ireland's County Antrim when his car was struck by a falling tree on Friday evening, police said in a statement. France is willing to discuss autonomy for the French Caribbean territory of Guadeloupe if it is in the interests of the people who live there, Government Minister Sébastien Lecornu said. Guadeloupe and the nearby French island of Martinique have seen several days of protests against COVID-19 measures that have spilled over into violence. Macau said police were questioning Alvin Chow on Saturday after a Chinese city issued an arrest warrant for the junket mogul, accusing him of operating gambling activities in mainland China. The Macau government said in a statement that Chow, the founder of the special administrative region's biggest junket operator, Sun City, was taken to the police station in the morning based on earlier evidence and after it received a notification about the arrest warrant from the mainland authorities. Sun City operates VIP gambling rooms across Asia. Junket operators are go-betweens who bring high rollers to play at casinos, extending them credit and collecting on their debts. Casino gambling is illegal in China outside Macau, the world's largest gambling hub. Authorities in the eastern Chinese city of Wenzhou said on Friday their investigation had found Chow formed a junket agent network in the mainland to help citizens engage in offshore and cross-border gambling activities. He also set up an asset management company in the mainland to help gamblers make cross-border fund transfers, the Wenzhou City Public Security Bureau said. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.